I want to make all the problems go away. And I think sometimes I'm learning already, right? My oldest is in first grade, but he doesn't always want to lecture or me to fix it or to solve the problem. He wants to just be heard and just to be able to talk. And so just being quiet, being still and listening goes a long, long way.
Hey mamas, do you ever get tired of trying to be the perfect mom or wonder how you're going to make it through the day? I know I do. I'm Kendall Yanez, a mom of two, a recovering perfectionist, and a people pleaser. Sorta. I'm still a work in progress. Being a mom is the most rewarding but hardest job you can have. Behind every kid is a mom who believes she is failing. If you're looking for a fun and safe, judgment-free community of mom to talk about all the good and bad that comes with this crazy, most beautiful thing called motherhood, you're in the right place. I have built a community that will be perfect just for you. I am no expert, but on this podcast, we will get real and honest. I interview moms in different walks of life. They all have different stories to share and advice to give. Whether you need advice, you're looking for clarity, or you just need a good laugh with some girlfriends, that's what we're here for. So let's walk through motherhood together. Welcome to my podcast, Mama, You're Doing Great. Before we start laughing, crying, and feeling all the emotions as mamas like to feel, please take a second to hit that subscribe button to this podcast so you can come back and hear more mom friends share their stories. Also, if you haven't already, make sure you follow me on Instagram at Kendall Yanez. Don't forget to check out mamayouredoinggreat.com to shop and to see how you can get inside the community and connect with other mamas just like you.
Let's get started. Hey mamas, welcome back to another episode of the Mama You're Doing Great podcast. I am excited to be here today. I am going to record a few solo episodes for you, and I just really go off of what I'm going through. And I feel like a lot right now we are hearing super mom this and super mom that and how we want to be the best mom and how we can be the best mom, right? And so I just kind of came up with, and I really, these came to me because this is so true in my life and this is what makes me feel like a super mom. And so I'm just relaying stuff that's worked for me. You can take it as you want. And I think if you do, I think it'll also help you. So I've come up with 3 L's that help me become and be the best mom I want to be and I can be and be a super mom. So my first L is love. So today I'm recording and it is Valentine's Day. And so it's all about love right now and how we can show love and be kind and love the ones that we love, right? And my biggest thing is love your children, love yourself, and love your Lord and Savior. So what does that mean? I think getting out of bed every day, and even if it sucks, whatever situation you're going through, it stinks, you do not want to be here today, you don't want to do life today, you don't want to be a mother today, you know what? You have to be a little bit. And so my biggest advice is just get out of bed. Don't worry about all the hustle and the bustle and just love your children. Love on them. Love yourself. I know it's hard, but you have to love who you are. And if you're not there yet, then let's figure out how we can love yourself. And we can tap back into some of the episodes I've posted in the past about mindset shifting and the negative lie that you tell yourself. And if that's you and you need help in that, go to Instagram and DM me. I want to talk to you about that because I want you to love who you are and who God created you to be and loving the Lord that created you because He loves you so, so much. So get out of bed every day. Love your children. Love yourself. Love your Lord. A great mama sponsor who is a mom of three and the realtor behind Perfect Homes Team, Keller Williams Memorial, is my friend Patty. She loves supporting her local community and helping you find and love your new home. If you're looking to buy or sell in the Katy, Houston area, Patty is your homegirl. Go connect with her through the links below. The second L is listen. Listen to your children. Oh my gosh, that goes so, so far for them, and it's really hard. I know some days you're just like, oh, have you not stopped talking? I know that's my kid. But I know when I sit down, I put my phone away and I am engaging in what they are telling me and I truly listen. It just fills them up. It lights them up. Don't we all love to be heard and listened to? And so these little ones, they're looking at us. They want to be valued. They want to tell us their funny joke or what they learned today at school. Even if it's not happy and sad, they want to know that we're there to listen. To be there, to just be an open ear. Sometimes, this is so hard for me and might be hard for you, but sometimes listening is the best policy and not trying to fix it. Like, I'm such a fixer. I want to fix everyone's issues, and especially my children, because I want to help them. I want to make all the problems go away. And I think sometimes I'm learning already, right? My oldest is in first grade, but he doesn't always want a lecture or me to fix it or to solve the problem. He wants to just be heard and just to be able to talk. And so just being quiet, being still and listening goes a long, long ways. Also, listening to your body. I know that our body tells us a lot. Like, if we're tired, if something upsets us, like, listen to it. And figure out what the core issue is. And I know, like, I push through. I'm a to-do list checker. I want to get things up marked off. And I have learned, especially since I've had my second, to help me not get so overwhelmed and burned out and, like, cry. Because I cry when I'm tired and I have too much going on. And my husband's like, ooh, what is happening? I have to listen to my body. Like, my eyes are heavy. I'm drained. Okay, I'm just going to sit on the couch right now, read a book, watch TV, snuggle, do nothing. The laundry can wait. Just listening to your body is huge for your mental health and for your family. One of our great mama sponsors is Polished Nail Studio on 1463 in Forshire and Katy. Trian is the owner and she is big on trust, experience, value, and services. With over 20 years of experience in providing nail and waxing services, they offer only the best performance. Their clients are first. A highly professional and inclusive place, every visit is sure to be an experience. Commitment to star performance ensures that their clients have the top services. Go get pampered at Polished Nail Studio today, Mama, because you deserve time for yourself. The third L is lean. Lean on not your own understanding, but God's understanding. God's understanding of who you are, who He made you and your children to be. I know, and everyone's in their walk of faith is different, but for me, I have to go back to that and remind myself because we're busy in life and we think we can figure it out on our own. And we want to, again, fix the problem, fix our children. And God made them perfectly and unique in His image, and He has purpose for them. And His purpose for you as their mom. And so leaning on that goes so far. Like, we can't do it without that. And even when you're like trying to figure out a situation, maybe where to go to school, should we do that sport? Should we go to that activity? Should we move houses? Should we switch jobs? Little things that your kids might be going through. How should I handle that friend that was mean to him? Should I call his mom? Like, all these things, right? We need to quickly stop and think about it. What does God say? How should we handle this? And also leaning on your spouse and friends. Good counsel. And people that support and love you, leaning on them and asking them for help. As moms, we're so, so bad at that. We do not ask for help. We try to do everything by ourselves. And it just drains us. And so, again, we cannot do life alone. We have to build ourselves around a healthy community and healthy friendships and your marriage and your kids. And so these are just the three L's that I am really working on with myself and I wanted to share with you. So the first one is love. Love your children, love yourself, love your Lord. Listen to your children, listen to your body, and lean not on your own understanding of the world and what's going on, God's understanding, and lean on friends and family and your husband. Ask for help. So get connected, join the Mom You're Doing Great Facebook group, and get connected with our next event that we're doing, because this community is really big and we just pour on love into you, and these are the things that we talk about. So I hope you have a great day. Enjoy this short little episode of encouragement.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you can resonate with what you heard. If you want to get more connected with other mamas like you and feel encouraged and not so alone, head on over to mamayouredoinggreat.com/community. Also, make sure to share this episode with a friend that can use some words of encouragement. It would mean so much to me if you would take a second and leave a rating or a review. There will be days you think you are failing, but until next time, remember, mama, you're doing great.